The relationship between transitive and intransitive verbs and active and passive voice. There are several tricks that help to identify the grammatical functions of words within sentences. You know that to find a subject, you can form the question who or what plus the verb, and the answer will be the subject. Take the sentence, Ronnie collected jelly beans. Collected is the action verb. Who or what collected? Ronnie collected. Thus Ronnie is the subject. To find the direct object, you form the subject and the verb into a question, whom or what? And the answer is the direct object. Ronnie collected whom or what? Jelly beans. Thus jelly beans is the direct object. These tricks, however, don't assure that we understand the underlying grammatical relationships, and that can be a problem when parsing difficult sentences. You need to understand more than the tricks. You need to understand the relationships that make the tricks work. You've been told that to find a transitive verb, you should look for a direct object. If a sentence has a direct object, the verb is transitive. If it does not, it's intransitive. But this is really just a trick, and there's more to it than that. When we talk about transitive and intransitive verbs, we're discussing many of the same concepts that help us to understand active and passive voice in verbs. A transitive verb is an action verb that describes an action being passed between an actor or agent and that which is acted upon by that action or the recipient. The cat combed the dog. The action of this sentence, revealed in the verb, is combing. The cat is the actor or agent doing the combing, and the dog is that which is acted upon. It's the recipient of the combing. The fact that the verb combed describes passage or movement from actor to acted upon is the reason the verb is described as transitive in the sentence. Some verbs are always transitive. Some are always intransitive. Many verbs are transitive or intransitive depending on the context of the particular sentence. Again, when speaking of the active or passive voice of a verb, we're nearly on the same ground. The cat combed the dog. The voice of the verb combed is active because the actor, the cat, is the subject, and the acted upon, the dog, is the direct object. To turn the verb into the passive voice, we manipulate its form, complicating it, and make the acted upon into the subject. The dog was combed by the cat. Here's why identifying verbs as transitive or intransitive by looking for direct objects is overly simple. In the passive voice, we still have an action verb that describes action passed between the actor and that which is acted upon. But of course, there is no direct object. Even in sentences that employ verbs in the passive voice but do not provide an actor, the transitive nature of the verb is maintained, if only through implication. The dog was combed. So, when noting whether a verb is transitive or intransitive, feel free to use the direct object trick, but please be aware of the notion of movement or transference of action at the heart of transitive verbs, and upon which active and passive voice depends. This has been a brief discussion of the relationship between transitive verbs and active and passive voice by Tom Kinsella. The recording was made on June 30th, 2007.